Lecture 7, Ramses the Great, the Early Years.
Welcome back. Remember last time we ended with my theory that Tutankhamun was murdered? And he was succeeded by I, the vizier, the old vizier, who may have been the murderer. What I want to do in the beginning of this lecture is trace for you the pharaohs from Tutankhamun up to Ramses the Great, about whom we'll be talking today. Now, you remember that I was an old man, and he only reigns for 2 years. And we have an unusual circumstance in Egypt now. We have two pharaohs in a row who have left no children. Tutankhamun had no children, and I has no children. There are no royal people alive, and the question becomes, who will be the next king? How do you decide it? The answer is by power. The next king is a man named Horemheb, who's a commoner. He must be a commoner, there's no royals alive. And he's the general, so he seizes power. He has the army behind him, and he can become king of Egypt. Now, he does a very interesting thing. He attempts to erase all traces of Akhenaten's heresy, when Akhenaten changed the religion to monotheism, brushed all the other gods aside. Horemheb erases every trace of that. Now, he does several things. I mean, he does it in many ways. He goes to Amarna, the city that Akhenaten had built, and tears it down. Just rips it to pieces and reuses the blocks inside his own monuments. He also erases all traces of I, his successor. So we've got Tutankhamun and I and Akhenaten, all who are inside this sort of Amarna heresy. He even erases Tutankhamun's traces. So we've got three kings who will not appear on any of the official lists of the kings of Egypt just because they're tainted by this monotheism, the heresy. Akhenaten's the first one, then his son Tutankhamun, then the successor I. They appear on no lists at all. And Horemheb becomes king of Egypt, a commoner. Now, Horemheb reigns for quite a while. And he dates his reign from the first year of Akhenaten's reign. In other words, when a king comes in, that starts the calendar anew. So the first year of Ramses the Great will be year one of Ramses the Great, and then year two, year three. Horemheb comes in and puts his date way back to where Akhenaten reigned. In other words, he's saying they never existed. He wipes them out from history. But he is a commoner. Now, he also has no children. We have three kings in a row with no children, and the question becomes again, who will succeed him? How do you do it? The answer is Horemheb seems to pick his successor, and he chooses someone whom at first might seem unlikely, an old man. His name is Ramses. He was a military man, and then eventually served sort of as Horemheb's vizier. He's an old man. Why pick him? The answer is, Ramses has children and grandchildren. The succession will be established. You're not going to have this problem of a pharaoh with no kids. You've gone three in a row, Tutankhamun, I, Horemheb, with no kids. This is going to end. So he chooses his successor, Ramses, an old man, who has a son named Seti. And that son has a son who is going to be Ramses the Great. So we have these successions. It's an unusual time for Egypt. Egypt's a little bit tottering. Who's the legitimate pharaoh? But it's going to be on track again with Ramses II. You'll see. Now, officially, Horemheb is the last king of the 18th dynasty. This is artificial. It's the way Egyptologists keep track. The Egyptians never kept track that way. They never thought in terms of dynasties. They sort of saw it as all one legitimate list of gods succeeding each other. But Horemheb, we say, is the last king of the 18th dynasty. And we say that Ramses I, this old man whom he chooses as successor, is the first king of dynasty 19. Technically, Horemheb doesn't belong to either dynasty. He really has no blood connection to either one. But dynasty 19 starts with Ramses I. Right? And as I say, he has a son, Seti I, and he has a son who's our subject for today, who becomes Ramses the Great. Now, you can imagine that right off the bat,